there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time for Wisdom Wednesday. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia. That handsome young man, of course, is the Kyle Yates, and we're talking about Wisdom Wednesday, dropping some knowledge for you people. And today's conversation is an important one. It's about reaching for players you like. When to do it, when not to do it, why to do it. These are the important questions. And Yates, I know you've got all the answers. That's why you're here. You're a smart young man who has these answers. But this is important because there are reaches sometimes in fantasy leagues that can really hurt your team. When you are reaching for players that, as I always like to say, don't move the needle necessarily as much as you think compared to the other players around that same ADP at their position. And then there's calculated risks. That's the difference right between you winning a league and not. So how do you kind of disseminate between the two?
Yeah, and I think that this topic really doesn't entail a lot to it, right? But I wanted to spend some time at least talking through this so that way people have an understanding of when it is okay to reach. And so, in my opinion, the time that you can reach for these players is when you have a process in hand, right? Because for me to be able to sit down at the beginning of the year before I do my projections, I can sit down and say like, okay, well, I really like this player. I like this player. An example from this year is like I sat down and said, DJ Moore. I'm all in on DJ Moore here in Carolina with Sam Darnold. Really, really like him. And I think that I'm going to have him on a lot of rosters. And then I sit down and do my projections and I find out that I'm actually like in line with ECR. Like he spits out right in line with ECR. Like I'm not higher on him than the consensus or ADP. And so being able to have this process where you can sit down and sift through the numbers, you're able to sit down and get everything kind of into this rational like bucket. You're able to kind of just sit down and be able to go through everything from a rational perspective and take all biases out of it. And then to see where these players line up. And a perfect example of when it is okay to reach on draft day through this lens of a process of projections is Najee Harris this year, where I have Najee Harris at RB8 right now in my running back rankings. He's going off the board at like RB20 last time I checked in ADP. So there's a significant gap between my projections and what I think that he can be versus where he's going in drafts. And this is the situation where then you can take that and then you can reach for that player because you know that you want him on your roster and you're willing to take him just a little bit ahead of ADP or where he's going to go in your drafts or where you think he's going to go to make sure that you get that on your roster. So it's being able to identify the gaps there of where your projections spit him out and then where he's going in drafts. And that's how we're able to, that's my entire process. That's what I lean back on to be able to say, like, these are the players that I really like for sleepers, for breakouts, for busts, you know, players like DeAndre Swift this year. When I say that I don't think that DeAndre Swift going as the RB13 off the board is worth drafting because I've got him at RB23 in my projections. Like right, all those kind of line up to say, this is having that process. If you sit down and you just go off of it with gut feeling and you say that I think that this player, I'm willing to reach for them, that is where we can make some mistakes when we don't sit down and sift through the numbers and come at it with a rational perspective.
I also encourage everyone always to, you know, listen to all the good information, take it all in, go make your own rankings and your own study, and then come back and compare it to the expert consensus rankings or the ADP that you can find on fantasypros.com. And what Yates is saying is when you do your own homework based on a lot of the good knowledge that we drop on here on the podcast and some of the videos here as well, and of course on the site, you start to see the gaps and you take advantage of the gaps there where you're thinking differently than a player, than the herd. And this might change too. You might find something as time goes on. You know, Tags, Yates, and I are all talking about Najee Harris so much. It's very possible that you're going to see that gap start to shorten a little bit for certain players. So when you draft also has a lot to do with how much you have to reach. You might not have to reach as much for a player in July that there's a gap on as you do in August, depending on when your drafts are, or that very last week in a draft season when we've had some games. If Najee Harris, for instance, pops off a big game in preseason, all of a sudden that gap is going to shrink. And all of a sudden his ADP goes
call that
up.
We call that the David Montgomery.
Ah, the David Montgomery. And look, and there's a lot of players historically, you know, where that happens too. But I also think that it's important to identify the players you think can make a jump. And that those are the players that I'm reaching for. Not necessarily breakouts all the time, but also the guys that you just think can outperform and jump from, let's say, wide receiver threes to wide receiver twos, wide receiver twos to wide receiver ones. Those are the kind of guys that I like to identify every single year. I've been doing that pretty successfully. That's something for me. It's been my bread and butter. And I think specifically at that position, you have these opportunities because the game has opened itself up more. You're seeing more passing. There's more opportunities for more wide receivers to become relevant, therefore jump a tier. So to me, it's the tier jumping wide receivers that I'm always willing to reach for, because to me, that's how I can kind of make up ground if I went running back early. If I did spend the top dollar for a big time quarterback, that's where I can make it up. Now, when you're talking about reaching for players, what about later in drafts too? Because I feel like that's important. As we get later in the drafts, it's important to identify your guys, right? We talk about the tight end position. I think you and I have a couple of our guys, quote unquote, that we like, but when is it okay to, even though you might be able to get them for free, make sure you get them on your roster?
Yeah, and a perfect example is earlier this week when we did our mock draft with Jamie Eisenberg, and I was looking at Jonnu Smith and saying that, okay, well, I know that based on the ADP, I know that there are like four or five tight ends that are still ahead of Jonnu Smith. Looking at the rest of the league, I knew that probably only two or three were going to come off the board, but it was going to be a risk by the time that that pick came back to me to say, like, I know that I want Jonnu Smith on my roster. At the end of the day, what is it going to matter here in the 12th or 13th round if I take him a round earlier, you know, and sacrifice that value, quote unquote? Like, we're in the 12th and 13th round. Like, this is the part where you can really just pull the trigger on your guys, get your guys onto the roster. And so at that point, it was just like, okay, I'm fine, quote unquote, reaching here for Jonnu Smith because I know what he can be and I know where he is in my rankings, right? That there was a big difference there. So you know, it's kind of just balancing it all out, and it's getting into the fantasypros.com/simulator, right? The draft wizard, and being able to kind of play these strategies out, see what the ADP settles at, see what it all looks like when it's all said and done, for you to be able to kind of play the value game and see, okay, I know that typically I can wait here at this spot in the sixth round and I can get the player that I want in the seventh round. Or should I just take him here in the sixth round and see how it plays out? There's a bunch of different scenarios and you got to kind of just play it out as we go.
Yeah, and Yates, just so you know, sniped me on that player in that draft, and I was very, very pissed off about it. But that's okay, I'm recovering. The other thing, too, I think you could take over, not just in the draft wizard, which is a great way to understand that, start to look on the formats that you're drafting in, you know, like the host sites, and see where the disparity is between your rankings and their ADPs, because the ESPN rankings, the Yahoo rankings, all the different sites, you're going to find some moments there where even though you work with people in these leagues that are prepared and knowledgeable, sometimes there's just influence that happens on the host site during a draft where you're just cycling through players. You have a minute to pick. Oh, goodness, what am I going to do? Oh, it's going to be that guy. Okay, I'm going to take them. But they may not realize there's a Michael Carter sitting lower down that might be more useful. Right. There's some other guys there that might be a little bit more useful at lower ADPs than maybe you have them in your ranking. So it's very imperative to always do your own homework, base it off good analysis like we like to give you here at Fantasy Pros, and then go ahead and make responsible reaches for players. I don't know if you want to go three rounds ahead for a certain guy necessarily, but there's nothing wrong with going a round ahead to get your guys if you've done the work. And goodness, we all do the work here for you, but we think it's important that you do that work also. We're trying to teach you how to fish instead of just giving you fishes. But we give you lots of fish as well. We're full service here at Fantasy Pros. But Yates, any other final thoughts on this subject before we close out Wisdom Wednesday about reaching for players?
I really don't think that there's anything else other than you mentioned it. It's calculated risks. You know, it's being able to, rather than just going off of it with a gut feeling, you know, being able to sit down and really think through and calculate out what that risk that you're about to take. If you have a firm feeling on what this player is going to be because you've done the work, then go ahead and take them around early, you know. But if you go into it with just like, I have a feeling that DeAndre Swift's going to be great this year, and then, you know, you take him a round or two early, that's sacrificing some value there, and that's leaving some value on the board.
Yeah, last for me, I'm willing to reach a little bit for the younger legs and running back too. Whether it be the Travis Etienne's new to the league, I'm willing to kind of risk that a little bit, a little earlier, and reach for a player there a few picks ahead or a round ahead. Same thing with the Michael Carters and Javonte Williams. I'm willing to do that for the younger running back specifically because they are new and fresh to the league. Whereas both the older running backs, I'm less apt to reach for them, especially even in backup roles. But identify those backfields too that you think there might be a little bit of work to be had by the secondary back, or if there's an injury, all of a sudden a big leap forward for a player, that's worth reaching on as well appropriately. So don't overreach, but reach when you like the player and you're confident in the work that you've done. And for all the work here, make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros, all of our podcasts here on all the podcast platforms, and of course our YouTube channel at Fantasy Pros. So that'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Kyle Yates, I'm Joe Pisapia. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.